Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
I know this is going to sound kind of random for a second here, but I want you to put yourself in this position, right? You are on trial for murder. Okay, this is obviously going to change your life forever. And you're sitting there and you are waiting for the verdict, right? When that judge comes out, he's either going to say you are guilty or you are not guilty. Your whole life is on this one sentence, right? Murder charge. This just happened in Georgia here. The judge had one job.
It's not funny, but it is, but it's not.
And he messed it up.
The verdict, we, the jury, find the defendant guilty as to all six counts of the bill of indictment. Sheriff, will you please hand this to State's counsel and pass it over to...
Wait, what?
Didn't I say not?
No.
Sorry. We, the jury, find the defendant not guilty on all six counts.
What?
I apologize for my mispronunciation.
And then he's
mispronunciation?
Like,
oh. No, you left a whole last word out.
That's a pretty important word.
The emotional roller coaster.
Oh my God.
Of you sitting there hearing guilty, thinking, I'm going to spend the rest of my days behind bars. And then thank God the jury whoever was in the courtroom that was like, wait a minute, that's not what we voted for, man.
That is awful.
Like, what the heck? And then you're, oh no, never mind. You actually get to walk out and you're free today and live the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Is have a good day.
Oh,
I just love that woman you can hear in the background who goes, wait, what? I can just picture her standing up and going, am I being punked right now?
Let's let that wash over us one more time, Tommy.
The verdict, we, the jury, find the defendant guilty as to all six counts of the bill of indictment. Sheriff, will you please hand this to State's counsel and pass it over to...
Wait, what?
Didn't I say not?
No.
Sorry. We, the jury, find the defendant not guilty on all six counts. I apologize for my mispronunciation.
Oops. My bad, you guys.
Uh-oh. You say this all the time. There's people who are the best at their job, and there's people who are not the best at their job.
Could have just been very distracted on the job that morning.
Man.
All right, Katie, so your mom made a huge mistake when she signed up for a new apartment?
Yes, and to me, it's one of the funniest things because she is so upset. So for those who do not know, my mother used to live in Tennessee, and then she had a medical situation, and she was like, I want to be closer to my baby. So she came into town. What was supposed to be a short visit turned into 2 years, almost three, of her living with me.
I was going to say, it seems like more than two years. It's almost 3 years now. Okay.
Of her living with me. And at first I was like, this is not what I thought it was going to be. Then we had good moments. We were able to have our highs and our lows, but finally she found an apartment.
Okay, that's nice. The mother-daughter relationship to me seems like the most complicated of relationships. Is that right? Does that sound accurate to you guys?
I mean, yeah, I think so. Just because, I don't know, I think women are really interesting and multifaceted. And I think sometimes when you have a lot of layers, a lot of complications to your personality, I think sometimes that can clash with other women who are also equally as complicated.
Yeah, I think the father-son one is kind of complicated there for different reasons also. But it seems to me like that mother-daughter one, that one's really, that's got a lot of tentacles.
it does. So imagine my joy when she's like, all right, Katie, I found the perfect apartment and I loved everything about it. I'm going to go ahead and go through with signing the lease and da-da-da-da, sight unseen, right? she went on the website, she looked at the amenities, she looked at the reviews, and she's like, this is where I want to stay. So she went ahead and went through the whole process of doing everything. And they're like, all right, cool. Your moving date is going to be XYZ and you can come pick up your keys. She didn't go view the property in person, though. Mm. And I was like, Mom, I think you should go view it in person.
This happens a lot now, though. Where, I mean, some apartments and homes are being bought and sold so quickly that sometimes you don't have time to actually go see it in person. So I had this happen with a real estate agent of mine also, where they go through the house with a phone and they're showing you everything, but you just don't have time to line it up. So a lot of people will buy or rent apartments now. They've never been inside of it.
Mm-hmm. And she just thought, she's like, it's going to be fine, Katie, trust me. And I'm like, I don't think it is. So... like a week before it's time for her to pick up her keys, I'm like, hey, Mom, we can just drive over there ahead of time. She's like, no, I'm waiting until the day I need to go get my keys. I'm like, okay. So that day comes and she goes without me to go pick up her keys and actually view the property in person. And she said when she first got there, she pulls up. It's nice and beautiful. You can tell it's newer. It's not as old. She says there's a lot of parking, but there's a lot of also accessible parking for those who need it. She's like, way more than she ever has seen in any other property. She's like, this is great. So she's going on a tour with the agent and she's showing her everything. She's like, here's our theater room. We also have a beauty salon in here. I was like, beauty salon, that's weird, but okay. Like, oh, we also have a craft room. For crafts. And my mom's like, I've never heard of that. No, 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 no. So then
let it cook. I think we all know what's cooking.
Like, oh, this is really interesting, but okay. They go outside to like where the grills and stuff are. There's no pool, just like a lot of like swings and places to sit in a nice like courtyard area. And she's like, okay, this is interesting, but this is kind of different than any other apartment that I've been in. Mm-hmm. So they're like, okay, well, let me take you to where your actual apartment is. So they're walking her up to go through the walkthrough of her actual apartment. She's in the hallway and she sees a woman who's like, oh, you must be my new neighbor. She says it's like an older lady with her dog. And she was like, oh, okay. Hi, neighbor. So
howdy,
she,
neighbor.
She gets into the apartment and they're showing her around. And of course, when you're going down the checklist of, you know, what was already here beforehand that you didn't cause damage to. And there's like a dent in the fridge or something like that. And they're like, hey, just don't mind that dent in the fridge. The tenants before, their walker was hitting the fridge. Uh-huh. Yeah. My mom said walker. Mm-hmm. She looks down at the pamphlet.
No.
She has signed up to live in a community for only people of a certain age.
No, and she had no idea. And she had already signed the lease and everything?
She already signed the lease.
Oh, no.
How did she miss that?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. She says, Katie, I didn't notice it because it's like the name of the complex. And under it in fine print, it says a community for people of a certain age. And I looked at it. I'm like, Mom, that's the first thing I noticed. How in the world? She's like, Katie, I don't know. I just overlooked it. And so she comes home and she's mad because as she's leaving the place, she's starting to know look at everyone who's around. She's like, Katie, I'm living with the Golden Girls. And she is pissed because she has not seen anyone her age. Now, mind you, my mom is not old. Like, she's not senior citizen, but yeah.
And she can't go back and say, this was a terrible mistake, and they won't let her out of the lease at this point.
Oh, she's trapped.
Dude, that's fantastic. Yes, Tommy.
You know, your mom is not going to be able to make a single female friend there because she's the young one now.
Yeah.
And she's going to take all those places are like meat markets.
Yep.
And they're going to zone in on her and say, not today, Satan.
The Burt Show.